Peter, you've just released a new report from GEM, and this one is looking at Alberta. Could you tell me, first of all, what is GEM and what is this system or reporting that you're going through?
Sure. GEM is an acronym that stands for Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. It's an international study of entrepreneurship that's been around for about 15 years, and it's the largest and oldest study of entrepreneurship in the world, and in 2013, it covered 70 countries around the world, and also Canada has been out of the program for about 10 years now, and we're back in 2013 with reports on Canada as a whole and on seven provinces, and we issued the Canada report about a month or 6 weeks ago, and now we're releasing the report on Alberta.
So when we spoke last time, when the Canada report was released, it looked like Canada stacked up pretty well against other nations around the world.
Well, Canada looked extremely good in that report. And the interesting thing is now you focus in on Alberta. And as in Canada, Alberta looks exceptionally good in this report.
What makes Alberta stand out?
Well, there are five particular areas that makes Alberta really very distinctive in Canada. And the very first one is just the high level of entrepreneurship. The level of entrepreneurship in Alberta is about 50% greater than the Canadian average. And if you remember, the Canadian average was, by international standards, extremely good and pretty close to the United States, which is generally regarded as the most entrepreneurial country, and way ahead of most of the G7 countries. So the very first thing that makes Alberta stand out is within Canada, just our absolute level of entrepreneurship is very, very high indeed.
What do you think accounts for that high level of entrepreneurship?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. There are many different theories. And if you look at the theory of some of the previous research, the Alberta numbers should actually be very low, because a lot of research has shown that the rate of entrepreneurship increases with unemployment rate. But if you look across Canada, Alberta has got one of the lowest rates of unemployment and yet the highest rate of entrepreneurship. So that is certainly contrary to some of the previous research. Another rationalization for the very high level is that Alberta is the wealthiest province. Our gross domestic product per capita is the highest of the Canadian provinces. And if you, in fact, create a graph of GDP per capita against the rate of entrepreneurship, it's a fairly good straight line. So the lowest province in terms of GDP per capita is Quebec, and they have the lowest rate of entrepreneurship. So there's a wealth factor in this as well.
Does this cover all age groups, or are there certain areas where entrepreneurship is perhaps greater than others?
Well, the study looks at entrepreneurship by age group, and we find that in Alberta, the highest age group, which is most entrepreneurial, is the 35 to 44 age group. And that's quite interesting, because we found for Canada that the highest age group was 25 to 34. So the Alberta entrepreneurs are a little bit older on average than entrepreneurs in the rest of Canada.
Well, in reading through the report, I noticed that for the survey, you sampled people from the age of 18 right up to 99. Why 99?
Well, we really focused on the 18 to 64 age group because this is an international study. And the GEM methodology requires us to focus primarily on the 18 to 64. But we were interested because with the increasing number of people age 65 and older, we were interested in seeing if there was, to try and pick up entrepreneurship in that group as well.
And what did you find?
Well, it tapers off pretty fast after 65. I think for Canada as a whole, it was, 2.7% of the population of that age group is involved, and I think for Alberta it's a little bit higher, but the numbers fall off pretty fast.
I can see that changing, though, with changing regulations towards when you can take your pension, and then also the need for people to continue working. It looks like a lot more people will have to work in order to fund their retirement.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons we are interested in taking a look at this. And it'd be very interesting to look at the trends in future years to see if that the percentage is going up in the older age group.
And what about women? Are women well represented in this entrepreneurship?
Well, that's one of the other interesting factors about Alberta that makes it very distinctive. We have the highest rate of female entrepreneurship in the country by quite a margin. And if you look at the percentage of female to male, the rate of female entrepreneurship is 80% of the male rate. And that's a very high rate by international standards. And in within Canada, it's similar to the rate in BC, but it's also considerably above the Canadian average rate. Female entrepreneurship is definitely increased compared to the time the study was done last in Canada, which was in 2003. It's considerably increased by now.
And what are the sorts of things that women entrepreneurs are focusing on?
There's not a whole lot of difference between women and male entrepreneurs, and that brings us to one of the other interesting distinctive features about the entrepreneurship in Alberta. GEM divides entrepreneurship into different categories, and in most countries, the most common category of entrepreneurship is consumer services, which would be the local hairdresser and 7-Eleven store and pizza store. In Alberta, the highest rate of entrepreneurship is in business-oriented services, which we scratched our head at, first of all, when we saw that number. But then we began to rationalize it, and we see it as a characteristic of a resource-based economy. Because if you think of the oil and gas sector or agriculture or mining, those big industries have around them a huge number of services. And it's really not surprising that a lot of entrepreneurship is dealing with services to serve the resource sector.
So essentially there's a difference between consumer-oriented services as opposed to business-to-business?
Absolutely. In most countries, the business services is quite low, but it's the dominant form in Alberta. And in fact, it's the dominant form in Canada as a whole, but particularly in Alberta. And again, we think this is a characteristic of a resource-based economy.
Are there any other areas that distinguish Alberta from the other provinces in terms of their entrepreneurship?
Yes, there are a couple areas. One of them is that the high rate of medium and high technology-based startups. That's one of the things we probe in this study. And in Alberta, the rate of startups based on medium to high technology is 60% greater than the Canadian average. And I think that is probably a reflection of the business-oriented services and the need for pretty solid technology to provide service to the resource sector. So that was one of the very interesting findings of this study.
And what would be the other distinguishing factor?
Well, the other one is immigrant entrepreneurship. In most countries, you find that immigrants have quite a higher rate of entrepreneurship than the native-born population. For example, there's a study by the Kauffman Foundation in the U.S. that found that immigrants were almost twice as likely to start a business than native-born Americans. And what we find in Alberta is that immigrants have a lower rate of starting businesses than the native-born population. Not that the rate in absolute terms is low, but it's lower than sort of the population as a whole. And that's another of the puzzles we have to try and explain from this study.
You've got this snapshot in time. Now, what can you do with this material, with this information? Are there any recommendations?
Yes, we made five specific recommendations based on the report. And first one is that because of this very high rate of entrepreneurship in Alberta, I don't think there's a lot of need to put work into getting people to be entrepreneurs, because that already seems to be there. But I think there's our recommendation is to try and improve the quality of the entrepreneurship that we have, rather than the quantity. That was our first recommendation. The second one is that in the study itself, we found that there's a lot of areas of strength in Alberta and some areas of weakness. And one of the areas of weakness is the whole question of education and training for entrepreneurship and innovation. So that's our second recommendation, is to improve that at all levels. And the third recommendation is that governments should look at opportunities to use government procurement to encourage young, innovative Alberta growth firms, because we think that's a very powerful tool. I know it's been used very effectively in the U.S. to encourage innovation and entrepreneurship, and I think the Alberta government can probably do a lot more in that area than it's currently doing. Number four, women entrepreneurs, they're 80% of the male rate, but it's not 100%, and we think there's an opportunity to encourage more women entrepreneurship, female entrepreneurship. And then the last recommendation is that we found that a lot of the entrepreneurs we talked to had a lot of difficulty navigating the system and trying to find out who has what services to help them. So to try and focus on targeted programs with a small number of government agencies.
With these recommendations and what you found in terms of the level of entrepreneurship across the country, not just in Alberta, it looks like it's here to stay. But what is the success rate in terms of people getting started up and then carrying on their business so it becomes a full, mature business?
Well, that's a very good question. We don't probe a lot about that in this particular study, but one of the things we found is that the number of established businesses in Alberta on a per capita basis is quite similar to that in the rest of the country. So we've got this curious fact: we've got a lot more startups, and yet we've got the established businesses are about the same. So we're obviously seeing quite a significant failure rate in startups. And whether that is to be expected, in fact, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, we're not sure. There's a case to be made that we have too much entrepreneurship. There's also a case to be made that it goes with the territory of a lot of failures, because that's the essence of innovation and entrepreneurship. You experiment and lots of things fail. So it's one of the conundrums of it, that there's certainly a very high failure rate, but maybe that's a good thing.
Who's going to be paying attention to this report and the information that you've pulled together?
Well, a lot of the GEM report is used for government policy making, and the Alberta government is one of the sponsors of the study and is paying a great deal of attention to the results.
And when's the next one?
Well, it's an annual thing, so this time next year we can talk about the GEM Alberta 2014 report.
Thank you very much, Peter.
Thank you.